This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bektesh. The national nonprofit ArtSpace was in Carbondale last week to help the town look into creating affordable living and workspaces for artists and arts organizations. ArtSpace conducted what's called a preliminary feasibility study. Arts and culture reporter Claire Woodcock was at that meeting and is here to discuss it. Hi, Claire.
Hey, Allison.
So what did the study show?
So remember that a preliminary feasibility study is basically a just fancy word for needs assessment. So last week, ArtSpace held focus groups in Carbondale with artists and artistic leaders from the community. And there was also a community meeting last Tuesday night, followed by tours of potential sites for a project if one were to come to fruition.
Great.
So about 40 of us were at that meeting Tuesday night in the 3rd Street Center gym. And there were arts leaders. The director of Colorado Creative Industries was there, Margaret Hunt, and folks from Paonia who will also be going through the same process next month with their town.
Okay, great. So at the meeting, what did those attendees say they want in housing? What specifically are artists looking for?
People at the meeting definitely said they are interested in more living and workspaces in Carbondale, more community spaces, tool sharing spaces, co-op housings, like, say, similar types of artists living together.
Oh, nice.
And of course, what everybody wants, more pet-friendly spaces and more family-friendly spaces. We all know it's hard to make a living as an artist pretty much across the board, but the community members that spoke up spoke about how they don't want artists in Carbondale to feel like they're being displaced.
So the need for housing for artists is important because it's kind of unaffordable if you're an artist right now.
Right.
I see. So is that just going to magically happen?
It'll still take some time. This doesn't just happen overnight, Allison. But an arts market study has been paid for to happen next spring. And that will include an online survey that people can take and really, again, let the town and the creative district know what types of spaces are definitely needed. And that data is important for anyone who might be willing to, say, write a check to help fund a potential future project. The data from that survey will be given to potential developers. And then from there, if anybody picks it up, it will go into pre-development.
What are some of the challenges you heard about last week?
Well, I mean, space is always an issue anytime you're trying to bring more affordable housing into the valley. I know that we've seen that come up in Aspen a lot recently. ArtSpace has toured potential sites already. One idea that they were considering was actually putting more affordable housing units closer to public transportation sites.
Okay, thanks, Claire.
You're welcome.
Arts and culture reporter Claire Woodcock with updates on Carbondale's study on affordable housing for creatives. I'm Allison Bektesh. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.